This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. We get more now from VOA correspondent Michael Bowman.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free. The land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
On the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis met with survivors of clerical abuse and, by at least one account, uttered strong condemnation of members of the clergy who committed or covered up impropriety. Francis said he was committed to vetting the church of the scourge regardless of the moral cost and the amount of suffering. Pope Francis' visit comes at a time with sexual abuse crises throughout the world. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. Officials were not immediately available to confirm the reported presidential directive. Separately, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near an office of the Afghan Election Commission in Jalalabad, killing three people. This is VOA News. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran, killing at least one person, injuring dozens more. Media reports say the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained. That happened in Moscow. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue has our report.
The spokeswoman for the Russian opposition leader took to Twitter on Saturday, saying he'd been taken to a local police station, but that the reason for his detention was unclear. Navalny has been detained and jailed several times for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He was barred from running in Russia's presidential election earlier this year on what he says was a false pretext. The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule.
That is Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue. Thousands of Rohingya refugees staged a protest to mark the one-year anniversary of Myanmar's crackdown on the ethnic minority that sent them fleeing across the border into Bangladesh in numbers up near 700,000. Myanmar now says that it's safe, that is, for refugees to return home. Catholic bishops, Albania and Ireland agreed to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who leads the Anti-Migrant League Party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard vessel unless European countries helped out with asylum. U.S. and Chinese officials held talks with no major breakthroughs as their trade war escalated, with activation of another round of dueling tariffs on $16 billion worth of each country's goods that is, Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting.
The escalating conflict has sparked fears it may impact the world economy. According to economists, every $100 billion of imports hit by tariffs would reduce global trade by about half a percentage point of growth. But there are signs that both sides are becoming uneasy. Trump administration officials have been divided over how hard to press Beijing, even though the White House seems to think it's winning the trade war as China's economy slows and its stock markets tumble.
Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.